Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As today is the last Sunday of the church year, here's a little year in review. The little ministry highlights, if you will, from our year of our Lord 2015, starting with some most recent things at our church. Eunice Rizzano, the oldest member of our church, passed away and had her service this past Friday. The congregation showed love to Eunice's family with a meal after her memorial service here at Praise. The gospel was preached to Eunice's family and to her friends at Shenandoah of Maryville. You want to see what a congregation is all about? See what it does and who comes when one of its oldest, quietest members passes away. And she's not your family, and perhaps not even your friend. And maybe it's at an inconvenient time of day or day of week or on your day off. But because this person was Jesus' friend, you came, you served, you prayed, you comforted. You received God's word, spoken about those who die, and did not think, oh, I've heard it all before, or I didn't really know her. She was a 93, almost 94-year-old sinner and saint. What more did you need to know? Today would have been her birthday, November 22nd. She would have been 94 today. Second highlight, we received the holy and healing sacrament of Jesus' body and blood every first, third, and fifth Sundays of the month, plus major festivals of the church year. This is the thing that unites us along with our baptism and our confession of faith. It's not the budget that unites us. It's not the building that unites us. It's not politics that unites us. It's not it's just a convenient place to worship that unites us, or that I like the pastor, or that they got good people there, or good potluck. Jesus, in his last days, gave us a gift that truly unites us in the forgiveness of our sins, which we all need, as a down payment, if you will, for the resurrection that he showed to us. And with his blood in us, we are living sacrifices for others, little Christs out in this world, in which we serve God and serve others in all that we say and do. Even though that we're broken, even though we're sinners and saints like Eunice was. However, some in our church would like to see us serve it more frequently, more than just the first, third, and fifth Sundays of the month. What should we do? Should we judge them? Should we get mad? Should we get angry? Should we be apathetic? Should we not care? Well, I think their conscience and listening to God's word, which says do this often, is compelling them to speak up and say, can we have it more? What should we do? I suggest that we pray. Pray for good discernment and what to do. The elders, they've been praying and seeking your input and instruction from God's word and how often we celebrate the Lord's Supper here at Praise. Whatever we do, let's do it in the Lord and do it with his wisdom and his guidance and his love. I'm sure God would hate that the very thing that he gave to bless us with unity would become a thing that would drive us apart, or give us strong opinions, or apathy. We should avoid those two ditches. The third highlight, generosity in 2015. Through you, the Lord prompted good gifts and good works. When we learned that there was land available next door at a lower price than we previously thought, we all chipped in with money or prayers or time, or administrivia, or coming to water the new grass that was needed. And the Lord saw it through to completion. When there was a member in need, or a stranger sent to us from afar, which there really was, the Lord, through you, provided. Some of you opened your homes to a stranger and gave money, food, clothes, rides. What prompted you to do that? We sent over $4,000 to the seminary to help pay the education of one of our members, John Engwall, who is studying to become a pastor. And the Lord willing, we'll do it again next year. Because we love God's word. And because we love John and Teffy. Let's not tire of being generous concerning the things of God. Let's do it all the more. We've again given a generous amount to Community Food Connection, $2,500. Some volunteer there, or others at Meals on Wheels, or others at Blount Memorial Hospital, or others at Blount County Habitat for Humanity. We've distributed funds to Lutheran Heritage Foundation for translating and distributing books in the mission field. We've given some to a recent visitor of our church, Deaconess Caitlin Warden, for her work in Lima, Peru, so the mission of God's word can continue to go out to the ends of the earth. Our VBS, Vacation Bible School, again raised funds for Haiti, the Lutheran students there, that they can have a meal and they study and hear God's word. Hundreds of children by our meager little gift. And we should remember that many of us give outside of what's reported in our church's budget for foreign missions and missionaries, to the Lutheran Hour ministries, to LCMS, World Relief and Human Care. You know who you are. And it's more than what you probably think, because many of us don't let the left hand know what the right hand is giving, prompted by Jesus' words. We've had our share of injuries. Illnesses, ugh. Hospitalizations, outpatient procedures. You've welcomed prayer. You came and visited. You chipped in with a meal. You sent someone to lay hands on the sick. This is part of our life as the body of Christ. When Eldo Brua passed away, you not only came and worshiped, you went to work at his estate sale. Before his departure, you cared for him in his years as a widower and even attended to some of his daily needs because, Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Some of you helped generously to Clara Polster in the hospital and in her home before she moved to Cary, North Carolina to be closer to her stepdaughter and still call her on the phone. And she, too, is having an estate sale soon for the church's benefit. You sang for shut-ins and for veterans at Ben Atchley's veterans home. You came to meetings, because we've got to have those. You taught Sunday school. You served in the altar guild as a lector, in evangelism, as an acolyte, as an elder, or in property. You helped with VBS, you folded bulletins, you played an instrument, you sang in the choir or directed to help us sing better. We had a wedding down in Townsend for a super bright, faithful couple. We had a confirmation of a beautiful young girl. We had some first communions, and we'll have more, the Lord willing. We've been teaching the faith to our young and inviting outsiders to know the Lord's word according to his word and gifts. And we seek to do it all the more. All these things said, All that God has worked and permitted, the endings and the beginnings, the things that seem like crosses, and the things that seem like heaven on earth. Jesus has been present with his life-giving gift. Gifts that save and direct and comfort us. Though there is tribulation in our world, terror and temptation upon our hearts to forsake God and his ways, daily temptation, just stop for one moment and remember what God has done here at Praise in 2015. Despite the trouble and tribulation and temptations all around, and marvel with me about where God is found. Isn't it true? If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also give us all things?" This is the last Sunday of the church year, 2015. Jesus will come again with clouds descending. No one knows the hour, only the Father. So let us not tire of his word, his sacrament, or his work, nor fall asleep in apathy, but stay awake, beloved of the Lord, stay awake. Because your God, our God, cares for you and for the lost. Stay awake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.